This is Judge Jones. I apologize for the delay. We were having a slight technical issue. The time is 11:06. Today is February the 10th, 2021. This is the docket for Houston, Texas. On the 11 o'clock docket, we have case number 18-60018, Garden Oaks Maintenance Organization. Folks, we are recording this morning using CourtSpeak. We'll have the audio up on the docket available for download shortly after the conclusion of this morning's hearing. Mr. Patterson, would you like to make an appearance?
Yes, Your Honor. Johnny Patterson on behalf of Mr. Williams.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. I've got someone who identified themselves as GO resident. Would you like to make an appearance? All right. I have someone who has identified themselves as L. Would you like to make an appearance? All right, is there anyone on the telephone who is not on GoToMeeting that would like to make an appearance? All right, Mr. Patterson?
Thank you, Ryder. Excuse me, I apologize. This is the reset objection to the claim of Cheryl Lockett, claim number 293. Trustee objected to this claim for a couple of reasons. It was not a resident that paid a transfer fee at the time of the purchase of property. She was involved in a real estate transaction as an agent. The broker on the transaction was Gary Green, who earned a commission, and there was a deduction from that commission to contribute to the closing costs, which were identified as the fee. It doesn't fit. We don't believe it was paid pursuant to the deed restrictions, and therefore that's why. I mean, there are other reasons I'm going to believe them, but number one, Ms. Love can't earn a commission as she was the agent. Agents can't earn the commission, so it was really earned by Gary Green. And they're not here asking, and so we're asking the court to disallow this particular claim.
All right. Is Ms. Luck on the telephone?
Sorry, Your Honor. Brendan Singh. I didn't make an appearance earlier. I was just sort of sitting in. I was contacted by Ms. Luck last week, and she actually gave me the date for her hearing, and I had it on my calendar next week. But I am representing Ms. Luck.
All right. Thank you. Is there any argument that you want to make?
No, Your Honor, I think the facts are that just Ms. Luck was a realtor who worked on the sale of this property. Once once they sort of got to the question of the transfer fee, she did end up paying the transfer fee, and those documents were attached to her proof of claim, and I sort of walked through the process with that with her. We would just argue sort of the transfer fee, whether it does turn out to be something that should or should not have been paid, or whether it was any of the other reasons. In her particular case, she is a little different than everyone, but she did pay the transfer fee to get the deal closed, and so we were asking for her to maintain just the transfer fee portion. I think that's what her proof of claim does list.
No, understood. I have serious questions as to whether or not Ms. Luck even has standing to file a proof of claim, and I'm saying that in the nicest way possible. I did agree to a reset simply because she asked for one. She didn't have a lawyer at the time, and my memory is that she had either been ill or hadn't been able to get back due to travel or something to that effect, and I certainly am not making light of that. I just don't remember. But having reread everything, I think the trustee's objection is appropriate. It's just spot on. I am going to disallow the proof of claim filed by Ms. Luck. And obviously, Mr. Singh, you'll talk with Ms. Luck about her remedies from there. But I number one, I don't think she has standing. And number two, there's just no basis for the assertion of a claim against this debtor. If anything, she has a claim against her client, and again, that presumes that she has the ability to even assert it because the commission wasn't paid to her. It would have been paid to her employer, And I understand how the money flows, but I think there are legal obstacles that are there that just make this a problematic proof of claim. So I am going to sustain the objection, disallow the claim. And Mr. Patterson, I have the trustee's order that was attached originally to 229. Is that still the order that you're looking for me to sign?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. I will get that signing on the docket. Just by chance, do you know this has all been hanging around for an awfully long time, and it's probably better for the homeowners, the district, and everything that this proceed toward a closure as soon as it can? Can you just give me an update with what's left to be done?
Yes, sir. I believe one more claim objection, which is Mr. Singh, and I think it's next week, Brendan, or 2 weeks. It's coming up.
Okay.
And that should be the last claim objection.
Okay.
And there is the adversary that's pending, and we have a motion on file and a reserve to dismiss the adversary proceeding. I know that the tax returns are being prepared. As we speak, I've talked with Mr. Williams' accountant, and I know he's working on those tax returns, and I think that should be it, Judge. I don't think there's much left to do after that.
Let me ask. There is the fee application in the Chapter 11 from Diamond McCarthy. There obviously were some objections or issues raised by homeowners. I think it's probably fairly clear that the court had some of its own concerns about the way that the representation was handled. Have you had an opportunity to? I know that that the counsel responsible for the representation is now no longer at the firm. Have you had a chance to talk to the firm?
I have not, Your Honor, and I apologize. I completely forgot that was still pending. I saw that there was a motion filed this week or last week, set a hearing. But
oh, there was. I didn't even see that.
Yes, sir. Diamond McCarthy, I believe, filed a motion asking the court to set a hearing. To answer your question, I have not spoken to them. I have spoken to Mr. Williams about it, but I have not spoken to Diamond McCarthy about it. And I will talk to Mr. Williams, maybe if he would like me to try and work a deal with them, I'm happy to. But
I'm not suggesting anything. I don't even know that a deal is appropriate. And I'm not commenting one way or the other. I wasn't trying to push a resolution. I was just trying to understand what was going on. And I do see now it's filed February the 3rd, a motion to set here at 266. What I am going to ask you to do is to contact, it was filed by a Stephen Loden. I don't know Mr. Loden. He may have appeared in front of me. I may just not remember, but I don't recognize the name. If you would contact him and you all pick a date, tell him that I am going to want a full evidentiary presentation. This isn't one we walk in and say, you know, there's one objection, there are two objections filed by a homeowner. I'm going to want a full evidentiary presentation. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I am going to go, and I want you to convey this, I'm going to go back and listen to all the prior hearings. And I don't want anyone to be surprised. I am going to require a full evidentiary presentation that justifies the award of any fees. I am expecting the trustee to meet his obligation to the estate. If there is a recommendation that the trustee would want to make, I'll certainly listen to that recommendation. I'm certainly not bound by it. But I agree. This had kind of fallen off my radar screen. When I don't have the lawyers in the courtroom every day, they don't remind me of the things I haven't done. So I do need to get this set for a hearing. But if you just reach out, pick a time that's convenient, for both whoever it is at Diamond McCarthy that's going to handle the hearing as well as the trustee, then we'll get that set for hearing and get that issue dealt with. I should have dealt with this a long time ago.
Yes, sir. I will certainly do that. I'll do that today.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Singh, anything else that, since I have you, anything else that you're aware of that we need to talk about or address?
No, the only thing I was going to bring up was that, yeah, I haven't been retained by anyone specifically to object to it, but I've sort of talked to a few of my clients, and they're interested, but I just don't know where they are on that, so I don't know yet.
Understood.
I think the last thing we have, Mr. Chang's POC next week.
Got it. Mr. Patterson, if I could ask you, if I could expand the request just a bit, as you talk about a convenient date, could you just simply include Mr. Singh in that discussion?
Of course.
Thank you. All right. Then I've signed the order. It's on its way to docketing. We've got a hearing for the proof of claim filed by Mr. and Ms. Chang. We'll get a date for the fee application. If you come across anything else that that needs to be done, it isn't that I'm sitting on anything intentionally, please let Mr. Alonzo know, and we'll get it promptly set on the docket. All right. Thank you both. Stay safe. Get your shots if you can. Wear your mask. And I'll see you in your box soon. Thank you.